On today's show, U.S. car sales this year generate over $1 trillion. Volvo develops safety tech to protect bicyclists, and a look at Cadillac's high-tech rearview mirror. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for December 19th of 2014. Car sales in the U.S. will close the year on a strong note. Automakers are expected to sell nearly 1.5 million vehicles this month, which is over a 10% increase compared to a year ago, according to J.D. Power and LMC Automotive. Overall, they forecast that car makers will sell 16.5 million vehicles this year, up 6% from 2013. And thanks to those strong sales, TrueCar estimates that the total revenue from car sales, both new and used, will hit $1.1 trillion in 2014. The average transaction price of a new car in the U.S. was $31,800. That's up 2% from last year, while used cars averaged $16,300, up 5%. TrueCar says the improving economy and lower gas prices helped to increase sales. Last year, Nissan ran into trouble with its Taxi of Tomorrow because cab companies in New York City sued over being forced to use it. And a Manhattan Supreme Court judge even voided the mandate. But those issues have been resolved because the Taxi of Tomorrow will start replacing most retiring taxis next April. Nissan's NV200 taxi will be the only option for cabs that aren't being replaced by a hybrid or alternate wheelchair-accessible vehicle. Companies can choose different makes for those types of vehicles. Still to come, Cadillac integrates streaming video into its rearview mirror, Volvo protects bike riders, and a look at the new Kia Sorento.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
We've seen Nissan use the technology, but now Cadillac has announced it will add a streaming video function to the rearview mirror. The system is activated by flipping a toggle under the mirror, and it gives the driver better visibility by bypassing passengers, headrests, and the rear pillars. It took a little bit of getting used to in the Nissan Rogue that we drove, but after a while we enjoyed an increased field of vision. The technology will make its debut on the Cadillac CT6. At some point in our lives, I'm sure most of us have had a near run-in with a car while on a bicycle because a driver wasn't paying attention. Well, Volvo is working to make sure that never happens again. At next month's Consumer Electronics Show, the automaker, along with sports gear manufacturer POC and the communication company Ericsson, will unveil a cloud-based helmet that communicates with a connected car by alerting both of each other's proximity. The driver will get an alert through a HUD, and the cyclist by a light mounted in the helmet. This also seems like technology that might be beneficial to motorcycle riders. Do you remember that scene in the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off, where the parking attendant takes Cameron's dad's 1961 Ferrari 250 GT out for a joyride? Well, one valet in California must have had that movie in mind when he hopped in a brand new Corvette the other day. As ABC News reports, he was caught on camera punching the Chevy up to 50 miles per hour inside the parking garage and then checking the front end to make sure he didn't do any damage. But he wasn't caught by security cameras. He was caught by the valet mode that's part of the performance data recorder, which turns off certain functions, locks the glove box, and also activates a forward-facing camera. The owner of the car didn't see the video until he got home, but contacted the company the next day, and the valet ultimately lost his job. I bet Ferris Bueller and Cameron wish the Ferrari had a valet mode. And coming up next, a look at the all-new Kia Sorento.
Dow Automotive Systems, driving solutions in automotive, commercial transportation, and aftermarket with innovative products like Betamate structural adhesives. Lighter, stronger, safer. DowBetamate.com.
The crossover segment is the fastest growing and largest one in the U.S. so it's important for automakers to have fresh product out on the market. After Hours co-host Gary Vasilash was just out driving the 2016 Kia Sorento, and he took a moment to talk about the new model and the booming CUV segment with Michael Sprague, the head of sales and marketing at Kia Motors America.
The CUV space really continues to fragment. I mean, we've got small subcompact CUVs coming out. We've got big CUVs. What this vehicle is great is it kind of fits in between. It's got a 5-passenger configuration for those people who don't need the 7-passenger configuration, which we also offer, people who want to carry more cargo and stuff like that or don't need that third row. So really, we straddle both. And to your point, yeah, we're going after the Jeeps, which are very well known here, but we've got a really capable vehicle here with the Sorento. And of course, going after the Highlander, which is really a 7-passenger vehicle. Mm-hmm. Jeep doesn't have 7 passengers. So great opportunity. Segment continues to grow. People are looking for, to your point, great design, great technology, 5-passenger, 7-passenger. This vehicle has it all. Mm-hmm.
And so looking forward, I mean, are we going into a world where more and more people are going to be buying crossover vehicles rather than sedans? Or do you think there's going to still be a mixture or something else going to change? I mean, how do you see the future going forward?
Boy, wow. If I could predict the future, I'd probably be investing in the market or something. But, you know, again, it continues to fragment. Who would have expected that we'd be, you know, the market would be moving to subcompact CUVs? Of course, the Soul was one of the first that it was introduced in 2009. You got the Mazda CX-3 now. Mm-hmm. We've got the Honda HR-V coming. But again, you know, as consumers demand more, as an OEM, we're going to continue to respond to that. Mm-hmm. So we continue to see great opportunity in mm-hmm. the CUVs. I think it'll still be kind of in that 50-50, maybe 55-45 mix in terms mm-hmm. of sedans versus CUVs. With gas prices dropping now below $3, mm-hmm. I think for the next couple of years we'll probably see more CUVs. If gas prices go up, we'll see consumers kind of tail it back a little bit.
Well, that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching, have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.